I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, many people don't have a boat to go fishing, but some of the great fishing in our area takes place away from the shore. So let's talk about some options for fishermen who want to get out on the water.
Absolutely. There's a lot of options out there in charters around the Cape and Islands. And you have everything from two-man charters on small boats, skiffs, and things like that, six-pack charters, which is what they call charters that can take out six people, all the way up to the big party boats, which is where you're out there with a group of a dozen or more anglers, and you're usually paying per person. And then just in terms of, for one example, in terms of striped bass fishing, you've got many different options. There's light tackle and fly fishing charters. There's trolling charters. And, you know, there's also bait fishing and bottom fishing charters. You can go out for other species like sea bass and fluke, or you could even go all the way up to a tuna trip if you want to target tuna.
So plenty of options. How do you decide what's best for you?
The best thing to do is really be honest with yourself. Look at what your skills are and what your group is like. Do you have beginners? Do you have kids? How many people? And then be honest with the captain. Explain to him what you're looking for and what would make you happiest. If you have a lot of beginners, then perhaps a trolling trip where you don't have to hold the rods or set the hook and basically the rod is handed to you and you fight the fish, that can be a great option. If it's important to you to cast lures to fish and hook them yourselves, then there's other options there as well. But mostly just explain what you're looking for. If what you really want is action and you're not out there to catch a trophy or a particular species, captain should be flexible and should be able to do what it takes to make you happy.
Now, I would think that one of the big factors in any charter situation is the captain.
Definitely, and it can be a little bit of a risk. You don't want to end up with the wrong captain. So one of the best things to do is to talk to the captain, whether you find them on the internet or through a tackle shop. Get them on the phone and have a conversation. You can learn a lot. And then if you can, ask for some references. Try and talk to somebody else who has fished with the captain before. Good charter captains, they get a lot of their business through repeat customers and through referrals. So you should be able to find people who can tell you what it's like to fish with the captain and make sure it's the right fit for you and your group.
Okay, so now you've got your charter booked. What do you need to know?
Well, the first thing you have to do is show up on time. That's a big pet peeve. A lot of captains have they'll have a set departure time. It might be early in the morning, and usually there's a reason for it. It could be, you know, that's the time they need to launch, or that's when the fish are biting. So first thing you should do is show up on time, and then treat the captain with respect. He's there to take you out for a good fishing trip, but he's not your servant. So be good to the captain, and he'll be good to you. And then I would say definitely bring a camera, your sunscreen, the right clothes, and also be prepared with a tip at the end. And generally with charter captains, you tip based on how hard the captain works for you and how much he's trying to give you a good day. He can't control whether or not the fish bite, so that shouldn't decide whether or not you give a tip.
Okay, before I let you go, let's do a quick fishing roundup.
Okay, we have a lot of good fishing right now. It's late June on Cape Cod. One of the brightest spots is probably out toward Provincetown. The striper fishing's been phenomenal out there. There's a lot of bait in the form of sea herring, and it's been both boat fishermen and some shore fishermen getting in on the action, so that's been good. A lot of stripers in Vineyard Sound along the Elizabeth Islands and off of Gay Head on Martha's Vineyard. For bottom fishing, sea bass and scup has been very good in Buzzards Bay. And then finally, bluefish action is pretty good almost everywhere, but particularly east of Nantucket on the shoals, there's a lot of squid out there and a lot of bluefish feeding on squid.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot. We'll speak again soon.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.